We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the end of the second line from the top. Omar Rav Chassan, Di Rav Yeshua Levi. Hamispalel, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, when you finish, Tzarich Sheyafsiyah Shalish Psiyas Acharei. You got to walk 3 steps back. Va'ach Kach Yitzu Shalom. Afterwards, say Oyse Shalom. It's like you'd be Miftel from a rabbi. You walk back 3 steps, and you leave. Amalei Rav Mardchai, Kimon Shepasu Shalish Psiyas. When you walk back 3 steps, La'ach La'Acharev. You got to stand there a little bit. And don't walk right back. Because Marshal Talmud, if you go right back, it's like a kelev that comes back to its vomit. And the Torah explains, because then it's soifa. If you come right back, it looks like you didn't walk backwards in order to leave. It looks like you weren't leaving. Therefore, if you walk back, you have to stay back a little bit until you come back. Now, how long do you have to stay back? So in the Mechaber and Simen Kuf Chav Gimel Sef Beis, it brings down either until Kedusha or until the beginning of Chazaras Shatz. But let's say you're davening be a Chida, so there's no Chazaras Shatz. So then it could be you could wait the Zman of Hilach Dal Ramas. And the Mishruah speaks out, but Shatz at Chak, even when you're davening with a minion, you could just wait at least the Hilach of Dal Ramas. Taina Mahachi, Luntan Abraisa, so Mitzvah Tzav Sheavsiya, Shosholish Pshiyas Lacher. What? By Ma'ariv, you wait to Kaddish. Tayin HaMahachi, HaMespal Tzarech Sheyafsiyah Sholish Psiyas La'achayrov. The Mespal has to go back 3 steps. V'achay Yitin Shalom. V'mloy Osikin, if you don't do this, Roy Loy L'Shpal is better you shouldn't daven. V'mushim Shemaya Omru, Shenoysin Shalom Li'amin. You first do Oit Shalom to your right side. V'achay L'Smal, effort to your left side. Shenemar Miminay Eishtos Lomay. Because it says in the Pasuk that Hashem gave the Torah with his right hand. Another Pasuk says, that on your right side, 2,000 mazikim will fall, 20,000 mazikim will fall, and on your left side, only 1,000. So you see that the right side is stronger. My Va'imah, why do you need 2 Pasukim? One Pasuk says, Mimino, in the right hand Hashem gave the Torah, then it says on the right side, all the mazikim get killed. Why do you need 2 Pasukim? Maybe the reason why Hashem gave the Torah with his right hand, because Kav Yachal, Hashem is a righty. So he gave his right hand. Hashema, Yipo Metzidcha Elef, Rabbi Menach. You see the right side is more chashiv, more mazik can fall on that side. So Pashup Shalat sounds like, do Oysa Shalom, do to your right side first. Oysa Shalom, Memorim of the right side, Yashom Alayna on the left side. So Rabbi Chazla Abaya, so Abaya Taka doing that. Yav Sham Aliyamina, Bereisha. He was going to the right side first. Amalay, so Rabbi told Abaya, no. Mi Sabris, Leah Mindi Doch, I think it means your right side, the smaller doch, your left side, Kaamina. Davi Amina Shall Karas Baruch. You're facing Karas Baruch, you're doing to the right side of Karas Baruch. Like Rashi brings out the Pasuk says, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, Hashem is in front of you, you're doing to the right side of the Shechina, which is your left side. And that's what we pass. Omrav Chia Breda Huna, Chazinu Abaya Varava, the Pasibu Shalish Psis Kriyachas. I saw Rav and Abaya where they do as a Shalom. They bow, they do a kriya while they do the 3 steps back, they bow down. They do a kriya while they do it 3 steps back.
You shouldn't do that.
What?
Didn't you say you shouldn't do that?
No, you shouldn't do that.
3 steps back and then bow.
No, it says do shalom. Do shalom. Eat the shalom. Vachi eat the shalom. Do 3 then do the shalom. But they take, when you take leave, you bow down a little bit. As we pass the Muslim. Akapanim, this is the thing about walking back 3 steps. Now back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that he's davens a small tefillah in the Beis Hachitzen. He said it's a small tefillah, it shouldn't scare the Olam. So he davens a small tefillah in the Heichal. My Matzli, what's the tefillah he says? Rava bar Rav Ada, Rava bar Rav Ada, Tavayos be the Rav Amri, Yirotzum b'fanecha Hashem alekein. Who davens should be the will in front of Hashem. Shdehei shana zugashuma. It should be a rainy year, v'shchuna, and a hot year. Freit the Gemara, shchuna mal, you see? That's good to be a hot, dry year. Ela'ema, im shchuna, if it's in it be dry, take a shuma, it should be rain. It's supposed to be a dry year, please Hashem, make it rain. Rav Achav read the Rav, Messiah, Meshmed Rav Yehuda, he said that the tefillah was ended off with this, the following thing. Lo Yadi Avad Shota Ves Yehuda, the rulership should not leave the house of Yehuda. Lo Yiu Amcha Yisrael Tzrich Lefarnes Zemizeh, the Klai Yisrael should not need it to get panasa from each other. Pashas means stalker. And don't listen to the tefillah of the people who are traveling and they don't want it to rain because it gets muddy. And because they daven, Hashem will stop the rain on the field. So don't listen to the tefillahs. Al Kapanim, that was the Kohen Gadol's Tvila on the most Kaddish, the holiest day of the year, the Kaddish day, the biggest day of the year, Yom HaKaddish, the Tvila was for rain and for Panasa and for Malchus Beis David. The Gemara brings a Meiser. He was one time on the road. Shada Mitra Aleha. Started raining. Omar Rabbanish Lailam. Kala Ilam Kulu Benachas. Vechni Betzar. Everyone's all happy it's raining. And me, I'm walking muddy on the road. Pasuk Mitra. The rain stopped. Kiosla Beis. When he came to his house. Omar Rabbanish Lailam. Kala Ilam Kulu Betzar. Vechni Benachas. Everyone else is Betzar now. Vechni Benachas. I'm home. Also Mitra. It rained. On Rav Yosef, Maya Hanyalei Slusha the Kohen Gadol, the Gabra Chirin Adoisa. One of the tefillos of Kohen Gadol was Ivory Drachim. It helps nothing when Chirin Adoisa wants to daven. But the Pelon on the Gemara is, Masha asked, what's Pelon Chirin Adoisa? He's caring about himself. He's walking. The whole world could have no rain, no hunger, and he needs not to be muddy. Pelon Chirin Adoisa was the biggest tzaddik. He would never do such things, Dr. Masha. And for the Masha, that when he was walking, it wasn't important to have rain then. They were going to manage without the rain. So he said, you know, please stop the rain for now and bring it back later. That's what Mashal learns. Ben Yehuda has a different pshat. He didn't daven the rain should stop. He was davening for a coat. But Hashem stopped the rain just to show how beloved Chirin Adoisa was. That's the Ben Yehuda's pshat. But the other pshat I'm here to explain pshat. He can't learn kapshuta that he was selfish. That's what Hashem says that about Chirin Adoisa. They were marich in the tefillah. And he wasn't coming out. So the kahanim got together and they decided they're going to get him. His they were about to go and started going in. But who yoyitz and he comes out? They told him, why daven so long? Are you upset that I daven for you? Shouldn't be destroyed. You're not happy I daven for that? Amrullah, they told him, Alti Ragalas came, don't do this often. Shreshaninu, we learned in the Mishnah, Mayrich bit filosoi, Kadesh Loy Lahavisrael. We learned in the Mishnah that you should not be Mayrich in the Tfilah in order not to scare Klal Yisrael. So you shouldn't have davened so long. Zok Taisis Shalom Shem the Yishami, who was this Kohen Gadol? It was Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, we know, was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. We learned that in Pesachas Yuma, on Daf Yudam Aleph, on Daf Tesma Aleph. It said Shimon HaTzadik was 40 years of Kohen Gadol. And this was Zok. That's what I just said of Shimon HaTzadik. Zok Mepharsh, what's Pshat? It said that in the last year, he went into Kodesh Kedoshim and he saw all of the years he saw a Malach wearing white coming. And that year was someone wearing black. So he knew this year there's trouble. He thought maybe the Vesvix would be Charav. He didn't have to be him, he's dying. Akaponim, he davened extra for that. That's why he was like, Harv, that's when he davened extra that year. He knew the Mishnah, but that year he saw something going on. He felt he had to daven extra, and therefore, that was pshat why he davened extra. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Mishinitul Aron, which means in the second verse of Mikdash, there was no Aron, which we'll learn in the Gemara about. So what happened? What was there instead? Evan Hoysasham, there was a stone there, Moshe Leviim Rishonim, that was there from the times of David HaMelech and Shmuel. Veshasiyah is in the cross. It was called the Evan Shasiyah. And the Mepharshim speak out, this Evan Shasiyah was, the whole world was created from the Evan Shasiyah. It was there from Maisa Bereshis, but they only discovered in the times of David and Shmuel. And that stone was there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Gevoyim in the Oretz. What? It was only uncovered. It was on the ground.
David and Melech need to look.
It was uncovered. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was uncovered. Gevoyim in the Oretz, Shalish Etzbayis. It was off the ground, three Etzbayis. And he used to put the keteris on top of the stone. Okay, so that's what we're up to. He did the keteris. What comes next? Remember, he already shechted the par. The par lechatos that he's bringing for him and the kahanim, he already shechted it. And someone was still mixing the dam. This whole time, this past few weeks, someone was mixing dam. Not all the dam, but Misha Yemarizpa. He took the dam from the one who was mixing it. Nichnas the makom shenichnas. He goes to the same place where he went when he did the keteris, but Amad Makoshu Amad, he stands in the same place he did the keteris, vehizim emenu, and he spritzes from this dam, achas lamay, towards the kapiris, towards the aroin, achas lamaylo, one towards up, v'shevel lamata, and seven spritzes down. Lo yimuskavon lahazer, lo lamaylo lamata, ele kamasta, if he wasn't muskavon dafka, above the kapiris, or below the kapiris, ele kamatzlef, he only was mechavon do a kamatzlef, which means, according to Rashi, in order. It was in order of height. But it wasn't like dafka, like on the halfway point of the kapara, which was to cover the aron. It wasn't dafka on top or bottom. Elakamatzlev. V'kacha yemoyne. This is how he counted. Achas, the first one is lamayla achas. Then achas v'achas, one lamayla, one lamata. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'shev, which is one and seven, all together eight hazoyos. One lamayla and seven lamata. Yotzo, he went out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'nichay al kan hazov shvehechel. He put it onto a stand that was standing in the hechel. Because there's still more zrikas to do, but he got to do the sa'ir first. Remember, there were two se'irim, two goats, one la'azaza, one la'ashem. So Avilo is a sa'ir, they bring him the sa'ir, goes la'ashem. He didn't do vidur in that. Shachtu, he shechted it. V'kiyo mizrik, he did the Kabbalah, as domai. What? Out of hechel, in the tzafin. V'kibla v'mizrik, as domai. And v'kabal with the mizrik, the dam. Nichnas, the makam shenichnas, v'om makam shenomar, he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh now. V'hiz v'men achas ma'av shev l'mata, kacha imoina, achas, achas shtayim, achas shos, v'chulu. Yotz v'nicha kan azov, hasheni shveichos. There's another stand, another golden stand. He put it down in the second golden stand. Rav Yudah says, you don't need it. Rav Yudah im aloye shom el kan echad, b'lvad. There's only one stand. He just switched it now. Took off the power and put down the sar. Not al dam ha'paras, or he's talking not al dam ha'par, v'nich dam ha'sar. Now, what do you do with the dam ha'par? He has now dam ha'par back in his hand. V'hiz v'menu ha'paroiches sh'kneged ha'aron. He went k'neged ha'aron in the middle of the paroiches, and he did zrika on the paroiches. K'neged ha'aron v'mechutz. Outside the aron, outside in the heichel, he did zrikas k'neged the paroiches, k'neged the curtain. Achas l'mailo v'shev l'mato. Lo yimeskavin l'hazaz dafka in the halfway point of the paroiches, just he did k'matzlef. V'kacha yamoino, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. And then what does he do? Not dam asar, v'niach dam apar. He takes the dam asar, puts down dam apar. V'hizam and al parechas also sh'negad arim v'chutz, achas v'ashel v'mata, exactly like it did with the par. So it means, you have in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have three things. You have the keteris, then the azaz par, azaz asar. On the parechas, on the outside, you have azaz par and azaz of the goat, of a sayer. And now, what do? You put dama par into the dama sa'ir, and that's the first step. Then you take the full one and pour into the other one just to mix it well. Now, why do you pour the dama par into the dama sa'ir, not dama sa'ir and dama par? The dama par is always more. So if it's always more, why do you pour it into the sa'ir? You just pour it the other way. But so the Gemara talks about it, the Shalom talks about it, because since the dama par is more, it's heavier. If it's heavier, it'll mix better. So you pour the dam ha'par into the dam ha'sar. Since it's heavier, it'll mix together with the sa'ir better. Zog to Gemara
Vayit. So
what? What do we do with it?
Don't say it.
Yeah, come to the next Mishnah. There'll be a spritz on the Be'ech HaPrimi. We'll see. Now, in the Mishnah it said, Mishanita la'aron. The aron was taken. Don't say nignaz. Don't say it was hidden. It was taken. Where was it taken? Mishanignaz lo'ktani. Ela mishanita. It says when it was taken. Tanah. Command the Omar, it's like the man the Omar says, there's a big machlaikas we had in Sekhel Shkolim, a three-way machlaikas, what happened to the Oren? Either it was taken to Bavel, or it was Nignaz bin Mekoyma, it was hidden in its place, or it was put in Lishkas to Eitzim. That was a third shot. It was Nignaz there. But here it doesn't say Nignaz, it says Nital. Tanan, command the Omar, it's going with the man the Omar, it says, Oren Golo le Bavel. The Oren went to Golos to Bavel. The Tanan went to Nebraisa, Rav Eliezer Omer. Oroin Golol Bavel. Oroin went to Golos to Bavel Shnemar. Ulshuvas Hashana Shalach Hamelach Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar sent Vayivieu, and they brought Bavela im Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. They brought the king then to Bavel im Klei Chem, which is Yoyachin, who is the king im Klei Chemdas Hashem, which is the Oroin. So, like the pasuk says. That's the darshan, that it went together, the Yoach went together with the Aron itself to Bavel. Although, man, the Yom, that darshan is different, but that's the darshan. Rav Shim ben Yechaya Eimer, Aron go to Bavel, also a different pasuk. Shnemar, it says in the pasuk, a different pasuk, he would darshan a different pasuk, Hine yam and ba'im v'nisa klash of Yisecha, v'ash otsh rav Yisecha, ad yam ezeh, Bavel lo yivoser dova oma Hashem. And we darshan the word dova, means a seres adibris. Elu ha seres adibris, Shabai, that seres adibris in the Aron, that also went to Bavel. He argues in the first two Tanoim. He says it was Mekayim Nignas. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "Vayirichu Abadim, Vayiro Roshi Abadim." In Hakodesh Al Pnei Adir, there's a pasuk by Melachim, by the first place of Mekdash, says that you can see the Badim sticking through the Pareches. Lo Yiro Achutzo, the wall. But okay, we'll see. We'll see the answer to that. A wall has to go through a wall. We'll see. It wasn't the wall. We're going to see Mekdash on tomorrow's daf. Loyra chutzah, by you sham adayim azeh. It sounds like it's there till today. It's there till today. So he says it's nikdas b'mukayma. And this that Rishim we hold there, Rishim Meichai holds that it was Gaal Babel. Will be arguing on Ula and Amir Hashem on tomorrow's share. We will continue from here. Pliga de Ula.